Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Third and seven. Baltimore at their own 33. Jackson in the gun. Six in the secondary. Shotgun snap. They rush five. Down he goes. Set. Ball loose. It's loose. A fumble. The Raiders think they've got it. At the 28, let's see. Yes, they do. Jackson is fumbled. Lamar Jackson is fumbled. At the 28 of Baltimore. His second tonight.
Presented by Chafe and Lujan Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. A roundtable Tuesday with a Ravens loss last night to talk about with Arthur Motes in studio. Brought to you by Lark Adventure Wear. The former Steeler, Craig Riley, is back in the fold as a producer, and he looks like, you can watch it over at 93.7thefan.com in our video stream, he just heard that play-by-play clip again of the Lamar Jackson fumble that helped the Raiders win the game in OT, and the look on his face was like a guy that saw a boob for the first time. Look at him in there. When he heard that Kevin Harlan call, when he started hearing Harlan...
Jackson is fumbled.
I mean,
do like
we have,
he saw his first boobie. Look at him.
Do we have my favorite clip of all, the Starkey voice that sounds like Pinocchio in the strip club for the first time? Do we have that one? You think that one's somewhere in the? Did that get lost in the house fire? Yeah, Pinocchio walking in.
That's Craig. Every time he hears that call of Jackson's fumble,
yeah,
from last night. Because it's a double whammy for Craig. It's the Ravens losing the Steelers' hated rival, and it's Craig patting himself on the back for being right again.
Do I even need to ask on this show which one the three of us think Craig takes more pleasure in, the Ravens, a Steelers' rival losing, or him
He's
being
taking
right?
a victory lap in the producer's booth right now.
Look at him. He's got that stupid, no, guys, I'm not really smiling, like, come on, guys. But he can't even...
It's the fake humble. I'm trying
to be
humble.
The humble bragger?
Yeah, that's
you
definitely
can,
what that
is. Jackson is fumbled!
You can, like, he's going to hear that clip tonight. He's going to play that clip when he gets home and be a honey. Hey, how you doing?
Now. Get the juices flowing a little bit.
Because it reinforces for Craig what he's believed all along, that the NFL is going to figure Lamar Jackson out, and he's not a true quarterback. And when he's forced to be a rusher for Baltimore, if he does it too much, he's either going to fumble the game away or he's going to get injured, and the Ravens can't have sustained success playing football that way. He honestly believes that, and he thinks that last night backed that up, and that's one of the reasons why, to put more words in Craig's mouth, he believes the Steelers are a better team than the Ravens.
Do I need to address like the fact that the guy is an MVP already and has like a...
That's the past, Chris. That's in the past.
A career record of
Cam
30?
Newton was also an MVP. Now he's making videos with his dad where he takes a top hat. He cuts the hole out of the hat so his hair can fit through it.
My only thing is...
Did you see that?
I did not see that.
Do you think he went to the store and purchased a hat specifically that had a hole in it? Or do you think he had to do it himself?
You cut it out. Or you get your designer. For Cam, he probably has a designer that does it.
I would hope.
Yeah.
But no, it's a common thing. He went to Party City and found himself a nice hat he could cut the top off.
Yeah, man, come on, man. With hair like that, man, you got to let that thing stand out. You can't cover that up with some hat.
Listen, Lamar, hold on. I feel like I have to be at least somewhat reasonable here. Lamar Jackson.
We can't be reasonable. No.
Has an MVP
Don't
award.
Rate on Craig's
no,
parade.
No.
He called this, Craig.
Has an MVP award in his past.
We don't want reasonable. We don't want logic. Logic is not cool.
He only has one playoff win, and that is something that I think – Ravens fans rightly are starting to get antsy about, and he threw away a chance at a second win last year in the playoffs, bad interception against Buffalo. The man is 30-8, and that is to already some degree considerable success in the NFL. Like, that's inarguable. 40 games or so as a starting quarterback, and you've won 75% of them?
That's the past, man. We don't want to hear that. That's old. What did he do this year?
I know.
But if there's a law of diminishing returns with running backs, there should be a law of diminishing returns with Lamar Jackson if he plays that way.
But why should it, though? We've never
seen. He's going to have to get better as a passer.
Right.
There's no doubt.
But
like,
does he have to?
But I thought last night he was showing growth.
Okay.
I thought he did.
I caught him in the worst.
Even with the fumble eyes?
Dude, Arthur.
The fumble eyes, didn't bother me because I say to myself, perfect storm in terms of the disaster that was going on in front of him with his protection. By the time you get to that part in the game, yeah, you might be a little.
Al Villanueva.
I didn't want to drop the name, but you obviously know the name, you know? That, to me, I thought played more of a role in his turnover late in the game, just in terms of the accumulation of that. I'm not worried about that happening multiple times because the track record shows it hasn't happened multiple times with Lamar, hence his record in the regular season and the fact that he's coming off of a playoff win in last year's playoffs.
I think that the ball handling stuff with like running backs they didn't expect to have to use is part of it. I do think that's going to be the worst and sloppiest maybe that you see them.
But they're never like that.
I made a horrible mistake yesterday.
But they're never like that because we've never had to see them with their practice squad running back as their starter. With, was it Latavius
Murray?
Latavius Murray, who they just signed a couple of days ago as the number two guy.
He scored a touchdown.
He did. But those are the reasons why you could potentially see more of those, you know, snafus or just ultimately the exchanges being a little bit not as crisp as they would typically like.
Yeah, I was going to say that, like, pull it or keep it, or hate it or keep it, is like tough. When you watch that in slow motion, I always wonder, like, how on earth do these guys do it? No, I made a horrible mistake watching that game and tweeting along with it. I said, oh, Lamar Jackson looks pretty good. And it was right at the time in the game where he was actually hitting a couple shots downfield. Mm-hmm. And they're talking on the broadcast, man, he looks really comfortable. Man, he looks really good. He settled in, he rolled out and threw that touchdown pass back across his body. He didn't sustain it. But I think it would be very foolish, given that team's reputation, that coach's reputation, and what Lamar, even though he's been very bad against the Steelers, to the Steelers' credit, despite all
those
things.
Well, how does that offensive line block the Steelers front seven?
I think that's the real issue. Yeah.
Well, for us. It's a cause for Craig to have the boob face again.
Okay, as bad as it was against – okay, I know. As bad as it was for them and for him, and as much as Max Crosby and Carl Nassib and Yannick Ngakoue looked like you know, the Vikings
like
purple people eaters or the steel curtain,
there,
right?
All three of them, yeah.
As bad as that was and as much as the Steelers could give them fits, I would imagine, maybe not in Al's case because Al is what he is, but I would think that they're going to coach that line up because they're a well-coached club.
Well, and
they still were in overtime.
Well, and I always say this, Malzi, what you just said right there about the Ravens O-line, could they get better next week? I thought only Pittsburgh Steelers offensive lineman could get better per week. I thought that was only that we could do that. So Baltimore can't get better next week because they don't have
because
the Steelers.
Because Baltimore's right tackle is in his 30s and
so
the Steelers
are
young.
He is who he is. That's the difference right now. So, yeah, just roll with it.
I thought it was very funny that because the Ravens lost, they suck. But because the Steelers beat the Bills are actually still awesome. Like, people try to have it both ways.
Just roll with the logic, bro. Just roll
with it. Yeah, but you have to admit, the Ravens, because of how unconventional they are, based on the unique quarterback that they have, what usually happens in week one is they treat the preseason like it counts. Another team has to like prepare for something that they'll only see like once in the entire season, and they blow teams out.
Correct.
Okay. Jackson threw 5 touchdowns in his first start 2 years ago against Miami, and I think he made the not bad for a running back joke.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was the score against Cleveland in week one last year?
Like 38-6? 38-7. Yeah,
something 38-6. Like that. I mean, the kryptonite thing for last night for Baltimore is when they're up 2 touchdowns 30 minutes into the game, it's over. Because they come out, they run the ball in the second half, they bleed clock, they're getting 7 or 8 yards a run, and they shorten the game and you're screwed. And if Arthur's saying
they've won 98 games in a row when they have led by at least 14 points.
Yeah, and
up
so
till
if
last
Arthur's
night,
saying they have the offensive line. They don't have the offensive line right now. They don't have the running backs. That puts it all on Lamar Jackson. I mean, that is a lot for a guy that is a transcendent runner as a quarterback, the best ever. that is still a lot to put on one man's plate.
What
right
do you think
now.
The Ra- what no, did you no. think the Raiders were coming into that game last night as a team? Like middle of the pack,
like
AFC?
A 7-10 team, 8-9, something like
so
that.
So a lot of what we thought the Steelers were going to be, yep. right? Mm-hmm. Not a horrible team though. Not like the dregs of the league. Not the Houston Texans or maybe the Jacksonville Jaguars in their own building. Like I'm not. I guess at the risk of being labeled a guy. Oh, you know, you hate the Steelers. That's why you're saying this. I think you should be really encouraged about the Steelers' defense. I'm not willing to say, like, the whole season has shifted yet. And as much as the – listen, I think the thing here for Baltimore is they got way ahead of themselves thinking we're very smart, we can plug and play alignment in our scheme. When they signed Villanueva, I thought that was a hilariously bad signing, and it looks like it will be. They got a little bit full of themselves. Oh, we can trade Orlando Brown Jr. We don't need him. We can plug and play. And that might come back to bite them in the ass, but that was still – an overtime win where they were like Dracula. You got to like cut the head off or put the stake through the heart.
And it wasn't even that.
They were trying to defend 6 inches of turf, and they almost did it successfully. They're on the road, charged up against, I think, a pretty good quarterback when he's at home, Derek Carr, and a pretty good schematic offense with a guy like Waller who's a problem. And it still took overtime for the Raiders and a couple great drives.
Yeah, but it's more about the way that they lost, I think.
I hear that, but when I think of the full context of it, if I'm Baltimore, I'm not panicked, because if you're Baltimore, you have to realize you just came into this game with how many of your DBs going into week one that you lost?
Peters and Smith didn't play.
How many running backs did you have going into week one that you lost?
Three.
So you essentially hopped in this game, and you didn't even know 3 days ago who this starter was going to be, who that guy was going to be.
The Browns won a playoff game not knowing who their offensive linemen were, Arthur.
But I thought the Browns sucked. Why are you using them here in this context?
Come on now.
You're the dude who always down-talks them and says they aren't a threat.
Though, if you're Baltimore, you still could walk away from there. If you wanted to, you could make the case that did they beat us or did we lose that game in overtime? You can make that case if you're Baltimore realistically. So for them, they have to say this is their floor. This is the probably the worst they're going to look offensively in terms of the O-line, in terms of the running back handoffs and stuff like that, and obviously in their secondary.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're them, I don't think that they're discouraged, but I think that they're very optimistic going forward because the Raiders team that showed up last night looked like a good team. Now, can they sustain that? Only time will tell. But them in Vegas, them at home, they look like a tough team right there.
They're just going to have to adjust until they figure out their line and their running back.
I do think having Murray is interesting, though, because he's coming off a career year. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not just some ham and eggs guy off the practice squad. That's a legitimate NFL running back.
Even though, Tyson Williams, he had some plays last night.
No,
but
sure.
It just reminds me of, like, to make a Pirates analogy, you know, when you had Melanson in the eighth inning and Grilly in the ninth inning when you were, you know, going to the playoffs, you felt like if your starter got you there, you had the last two innings, you had the last six outs of the game mm-hmm. locked up. You're up 3-0 going into the ninth inning or going into the eighth inning. You're like, this game's over.
Yep.
It's on ice.
Yep.
When you're the Ravens and you're up double digits with that kind of offense and Lamar Jackson, ball game. I don't care if the game's at the Death Star or at Mulsey's backyard. It's over.
So in Cleveland then, right?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Correct. Suburban Cleveland. So I think that to me, and Craig's going to bring it up, the quarterback as a runner, how long can you play and can you do that? A longer season now? 18 games? You know, he's saying, I'm not talking about my contract, it's about winning, but he doesn't have a contract done and he can't say my agent's going to take care of it because he is his agent. I mean, that's a lot on a guy's plate. The same way if the Watt deal didn't get done, we talked about this yesterday. If Watt goes out against the Bills and has a huge game, one of the things that gets said after the game was amazing, but bittersweet because they couldn't find a way to lock this guy up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be a referendum on Lamar Jackson every game this year because he doesn't have a contract done. And I wonder when you are your own agent, how much that factors into your...
He shouldn't be his own agent. That's ridiculous.
See, I don't necessarily agree with that because I think with each case, it's a difference, right? We've seen with Russell Okung, right? He has his way of going about it. Now, we can make the case of, all right, are you
He wants Bitcoin.
I was going to say, he asked for Bitcoin.
But this is my thing, though, right? We make a case of what a player wants and what they don't want. But we never hear exactly what that player specifically wants.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of TJ Watt, he wants 100-plus in guarantees, 30-plus average. He signed for 80 guarantees, 28 average.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Okung, man, he wants to be this, but actually wants to get paid in Bitcoin. So if you're Lamar Jackson, everybody else is around you telling you what you may or may not want, but Lamar knows what he wants. Lamar knows, hey, I'm confident in who I am. I know I can go out here and negotiate this contract, and I'm going to play like this. Not only am I going to get the money that I want, but I'm also not going to have to pay that 3% to my agent. So I'm seeing every dime of that.
But we don't know what he believes or what he thinks he needs to do to get what he wants.
So why do we look at that negatively, though? Just because we don't know it doesn't mean you spend it negatively. It could be a, well, hey, he's chill with that. He's fine in terms of how it's playing out right now in person, in action, right? Every week, if he plays well, the number goes up. If he plays bad, all right, we're going to take a little bit off of that. He's confident in that.
He's also, Arthur, playing for a franchise that doesn't have some weird rule about not doing these deals in season. He's also playing for a franchise that might be inclined, if he rips off 6-7 wins in a row here, they might be inclined to want to cut him a deal sooner rather than later.
Because
who took him all the way to a Super Bowl in a prove-it year, and then they basically had, at gunpoint, had to give him what he wanted?
Hey, man, he's elite.
Ah, yes.
He's elite.
The elite-o-meter himself, Joe Flacco. I don't think Lamar Jackson should be negotiating his own deal, for the record. But I don't think it's as cut and dried as this is going to weigh on him. Right. The other side of this negotiating table has baggage, too, in this department.
But if you're looking at him right now, is he the type of quarterback that you would want to give a Deshaun Watson, Dak Prescott-type deal to?
If you're Baltimore, why wouldn't you?
Because of the way he plays. Is he going to have longevity?
No. You said because of how he plays. If you're Baltimore, based on how he has played, why wouldn't you?
Break him down.
30-8. League MVP, has had you at the number one record in the NFL, has won you a playoff game all within his first 3 years of starting. Not even first full 3 years, because remember the first year he took over midway through.
Yep, and they made the playoffs. He rallied them.
And you see what Dak has done in Dallas?
Yep.
And what Deshaun has done in Houston?
Yep.
He only has...
What are we talking about here, man?
So... would you have felt the same way about Josh Allen, who's carried the ball 309 times so far in his career?
No, because of the way he changed last year.
He still gets rocked when he goes out of the pocket.
He was running the ball. How many times did he run the ball on Sunday?
That wasn't the Josh Allen of 2020, though.
I agree.
That was back to 2018 and 2019 Josh Allen.
I would not have given
that Josh Allen $258 million.
Great, but there are people who think he's going to regress, so maybe that was a bad deal. If you're going to use specifically the reason I brought up Josh Allen, is if you were going to use the Lamar gets hit a lot, as an argument why you wouldn't do it. Josh Allen's bigger and physically kind of stronger.
Well, that matters.
Yeah, he also suffers from, on the officials' part, Cam Newton, Ben Roethlisberger disease.
I would agree with that.
They are given free license to absolutely rock him to sleep if
they
get a
chance. But I
think
the same thing's true with Jackson.
Yeah,
he got drilled out of bounds. They didn't call it last night.
He took more last night than
I'm used to seeing him take, for sure.
True, but over the full course of a season,
who's harder?
Josh Allen gets hit way more cleanly than Lamar Jackson.
I would agree with that. Okay. And Lamar, it's hard to hit moving like a blur.
It was kind of like when you watched L. Bell play, right? Even though he wasn't the blazer of all blazers, how many times we ever see him
Le'Veon
really
Bell
get
took
like
more
crushed?
He took more kill shots picking up blitzes and having to stand
than actually
up.
Like having to run, just because certain guys have that feel where they have a natural ability to just avoid.
I mean,
those
the guy
big
can't throw the ball outside the numbers, though. I mean, isn't that...
How many times are we saying that? But yet you saw him connect when he needed to. He had Sammy Watkins looking like the first-round pick
at the Bills draft. Well, yeah, because he had a guy that, you know...
He said he couldn't throw. He was doing that.
He threw a lollipop to a guy that had a kid from Bethel Park guarding
him. All I'm saying is he had...
a linebacker who goes to Al's
Cafe.
He had
Sammy Watkins looking like the first-round draft pick from, what was that, 2014, I think it was? That's what he had him looking like out there, man.
I feel like I'm the guy who's like, I'm doing counseling here in an argument, and where I think both sides are actually making fair points here, and both sides I feel like I need to occasionally jump in and tamp down. I will say this about him.
Mosey, you choose me, okay? You choose me.
Oh, we know what side Craig's on, so need to do that to even the numbers.
Yes. Choose me.
I'm just saying, I accept cash,
there we go.
Check, or Western Union money order.
I Venmo, Cash App, PayPal. I don't discriminate.
Remember, Craig is at the controls here.
I think
Lamar Jackson is fumbled.
See what I mean?
I do think it is worth mentioning, though, that the knock on him as far as not being a great thrower of the football still outside the numbers is, I feel, a pretty fair one. And that is, he's very comfortable, and I don't think it's a knock on like he can't ever be accurate. You have to be real accurate inside the numbers.
Absolutely.
It's a comfort thing. Mm-hmm. And it's a timing thing on the outside. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that Lamar Jackson has those attributes yet consistently enough for me to feel good about him.
And see, for me, I just don't think he needs them right now.
Not right now. Oh, no, not right now.
Because that's what the contract extension is all about.
No, but think about it. Because the whole narrative is the NFL has caught up to him. As we saw on numerous occasions last night, even in the quote-unquote gotta-have-it clutch, can Lamar get a drive? And he does what? I'm going to just pull the ball down, run 40 yards, and now we're in field goal range. Zero to talk about right there.
Mm-hmm.
For me, until it becomes an issue, it's not an issue.
How long till a guy actually loses that, though? Like, if he's 24 right now.
Okay.
When he's 28, is he going to have those wheels?
I mean, we're hoping or projecting something 4 years down the line. Like, just think about it. That's like us saying, hey, do you anticipate Ben Roethlisberger by week 10 not being able to run?
I don't think he's going to be able to run.
But you see the difference, though,
right? But if you ask Steeler fans, right, they would say yes, he's going to be fine. So why do we project that Lamar's going to get hurt, but Ben don't? But
no,
the past 3 years since Lamar has been in the league, how much time?
I'm on your side here. I think that's a false narrative about him that it's cheap and people think it's
absolutely
convenient.
Absolutely, because he's a running quarterback. We're just going to throw the injury label.
But to the whole broad-based overarching, Craig thinks they'll never win big with him. Pony would be very hesitant about a contract. If you are the team making those decisions, committing a lot of money to the guy, I do think it is very reasonable to want this season to see a lot more progress throwing outside the numbers, looking more comfortable in structure, keeping all the stuff that makes you super special and won you an MVP and makes you unique, but doing the things that would make you very dangerous for the next 10 years.
So if you're the Baltimore
frequently.
Ravens, do you let him walk next year?
Hell no.
No.
So what are we talking about then? You still going to pay the man?
Well, you might go the Kirk Cousins route.
But you're still going to pay the man,
and by
right?
the way, Craig, who is a better quarterback, Kirk Cousins or Lamar Jackson?
Quarterback, Kirk Cousins.
Who would you rather be facing if you were the Steelers in a one-game situation, do or die?
Lamar Jackson.
I love him. Some things never change. He goes off. He covers his Pirates. He talks about Will Crow and
Wilmer Defoe.
Colin Moran.
Yoshi Tsutsugo.
He gets back into the big chair in there after Lamar Jackson fumbles
like the
game away.
He drops a Kirk Cousins over Lamar Jackson.
It's in Return of the Jedi. Oh, the Emperor's chair spins around, and there's Craig Riley with his arms on the arm
No. This is like Austin Powers, and this is Dr. Evil turning around when he says that, yes, I like Kirk Cousins. He's my mini-me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.